B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Tesvov. We're going to start on the second line of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. We saw on Daf Yudalad Omud Beis that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Yud Ches Gozru, there were 18 things that the Chachomim made a Gezera, Ube Yud Ches Nechluku, and there were 18 topics and discussions that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing with each other. Asks the Gemara Votanya Hushvu, did we not learn that the 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed upon, how can you, Shmuel, say that they were arguing? Says the Gemara, Boi Bayoim Nechluku, on that day that we've discussed till now, where the Chachomim went up to the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Goroin, on that day they argued. Ulamochor, and the following day, Hushvu, they all agreed, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, and they made the Gezeiras according to Beis Shammai. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, Omar Rav Huna. We saw on the Gemara in Daf Yudalad Amud Beis that Rav Huna said, Begimul Mekoymeis Nechluku Shammai Vehillel. Even though Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the yeshivas of Shammai and Hillel, the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, they had many arguments and discussions, as we know through Shas. But Shammai and Hillel themselves only argued in three places. And now the Gemara is going to tell us what the three are. The first one is as follows. We know that min ha-Torah, when a person makes a dough with flour, he's got a chiyuv to take chalot, to take away part of the dough and give it to the kohen. It has similar halachas to truma. The question is, how big does the dough have to be in order to be mechuyuv in challah? Says the Gemara, Shammai oimer mikav chala. Shammai says if the dough was made with a kav, which is a measurement of flour of a kav, it's chayev in chala. Vehilil oimrim mikabayim. Hillel say that you need a measurement of two kav in order to be chayev in chala. Vachachomim oimrim. The chachomim say loike divrei ze veloike divrei ze. Not like bis Shammai and not like bis Hillel. Elo kav umechza. 1.5 kav of flour, if the dough is that big, it's chayev b'chala. 1.5 kav is 6 loigim. A measurement of loig, 6 lug, there's 4 loig in a kav, 1.5 kav is 6 loig. Umeshehigdilu amidois, in Tzipuri, at some point in time, they changed the units and the measurements that they were using, and Omru, at that point, they said, chameshes revoim kemach, that 5 revoim, 5 loig of kemach corresponds to what was 6 loig of kemach, which is a kav umechza, and from the new measurements, 5 loig is what is chayovim bechala. Rabbi Yossi Omer, chamisha pturin, chamisha v'oid chayovim. Rabbi Yossi says that I agree with you that 5 loig is the measurement, but not exactly. You have to add on a little bit more than 5 loig, and the reasoning behind all these opinions are to do with the halachas and the sugyas of challah, which we do not need to go into here. V'idoch, says the Gemara, where's another place that Shammai and Hillel argue? You said there were 3. One of them they argued with how much dough you need to be chayiv in challah. What's the second one? Hillel oimer meloi hin mayim shu'uvim poislin es ha-mikvah. We know that for a mikveh to be kosher, it needs to have 40 sa' of rainwater that have not gone through any kelim, through any vessels. After a mikveh has 40 sa' of mayim megashamim, then even if you can add in as much water as you want from mayim she'uvim, those that have been through vessels, the mikveh stays kosher. If, however, the mikveh is not yet full, and you pour tap water or water that's been through a vessel into the mikveh now becomes posel, and you can add as much rainwater as you want, and the mikveh will stay posel. The question is, how much mayim she'uvim has to be put into a mikveh of rainwater that's not yet full in order to render the entire mikveh posel? And that was a machlokes Shammai and Hillel. Hillel oimer meloi hin mayim she'uvim poislim es ha-mikveh. If you have a hin, which is a measurement of water that's been through a vessel, you put into a mikveh, it passels the whole mikveh. How much is a hin? Rashi says a hin is 12 loig, and that it comes out to 3 kavin of water. The question is, why did Hillel use the term hin? Why didn't he use one of the biblical measurements? Says the Gemara, Shechayev Odom Loimer Bilshein Rabbi, because a person must say over when he's saying Torah exactly in the way he heard it from his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Shemaya Avtalyon, and Shemaya Avtalyon, for different reasons, used the term hin, and that's why Abaya used that term. Shammai Omer, Shammai argue with Hillel and say that you don't need a hin of water to passel the mikvah. Tisha kabin, you need 9 kav, which is 36 loig, before a mikvah becomes possel. V'chachomim Omerim, the Chachomim say loike divrei zeh v'loike divrei zeh, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. Ad shebo shtei gardiim mishar ha'ashpo, when two weavers came from the dung gates in Yerushalayim, v'he'idu, and they testified mishum Shammai v'Avtalyon, in the name of Shammai v'Avtalyon, differently to what Hillel said in the name of his Rebbe, which is a hin. They said in the name of Shammai v'Avtalyon, she'shloisha lugin mayim she'uvim poislim es ha'mikvah. 3 loig of tap water, of water that's been through a vessel, is enough to render the entire mikveh that has not yet been filled with 40 sa'ah to be completely posel. V'kimu chachomim es divrem, and the chachomim accepted the testimony of these two weavers, and that was the halacha. And Rashi says, you could be a very, very simple person and have a very simple job of being a weaver. You could live in a very simple neighborhood like the dung gates of Yerushalayim, and that's not a reason not to come to the Beis HaMedrash. Come to the Beis HaMedrash, learn Torah, as we see in this Gemara, that these two simple workers living in a very simple place, they came to the Beis HaMedrash, and the end of the day, it was what they said which carried weight, stronger than Shammai, stronger than Hillel, and the halacha was according to what they said. Continues the Gemara, V'idoch, what's the third place that Shammai and Hillel argued? And the halacha is as follows. We know that as soon as dam, blood, leaves the womb of a woman, even before it's left her body, she's tamei. Now, when a woman does a badika, when she checks whether she's tamei or not, then sometimes she'll find dam whilst she's checking. Sometimes the dam will come out and she'll only see it then. The question is, if she checks that whether she's a nida, and she sees dam, do we have to assume that this dam may have been there from a previous badika? She may have done a badika 3 days earlier, and it was completely clean. She was tahir. Now, 3 days later, she does a badika, and she sees dam. Do we assume, or do we have to worry and take precaution that possibly, when did the dam leave the rechem, leave the womb? Immediately after she did the previous badika, And the ramification of that will be that all the tyres, all the things that were tohir that she touched from then, maybe it's a suffix whether they are tomei. A nida is tomei if she touches tyres. So the question is, when a woman sees blood, from what point backwards do we assume maybe the dam already left the womb? Says the Gemara, Shammai Omer kol anoshim dayon shaiton. Shammai says, we don't assume bichlal at all that she was tamei before. You found the dam now, then from this point on she is tamei. A minute earlier, she's tohir. Hillel Omer. The Hillel say that it's mipkida lepkida. We have to assume that immediately after she did the previous check, the previous badika, at that point the dam left the rechem, and from that point all the tyres that she touched are sofik tamei. V'afilu liyomim harba, even if she did that badika many days earlier. V'achachomim oimrim loike divrei zeh v'loike divrei zeh, not like Shammai and not like Hillel. Elo mi'eis le'eis m'mayit al yedei mipkida lepkida u'mipkida lepkida m'mayit al yedei mi'eis le'eis. V'achachomim say the halach is as follows. The shorter of the two, either 24 hours or a previous clean badika, the shorter of the two, that's as much as a woman has to be choishesh, maybe she became tamei. So if she did a badika 12 hours earlier and it was clean, she has to be choishesh for 12 hours. If she did a badika 36 hours back, she only has to be choishesh on 24 hours. Continues the Gemara. V'sur leka? Are there no more places that Shammai and Hillel argued? We saw in the Gemara that Rav Huna said that Shammai and Hillel only argued in three places. How about the following? V'ha'ika? Hillel oimir lismoich, v'Shammai oimir sheloi lismoich. There's a machlekas in the Gemara, in Chagiga Davter Zayin, in the Mishnah, whether if a person brings a korban on Yontav, and we know when a person brings a korban, he has to lean on the animal, it's called smicha, but we know that there's an issa, it's forbidden to lean on an animal on Yontav. The question is, if one's bringing a korban, is one allowed to lean on the animal as part of the procedure of bringing a korban or not? Hillel say, lismoich, you're allowed to. Shammai say, shaloi lismoich, you're not allowed to. So you see there's another machlekas, Shammai and Hillel. Says the Gemara, ki koma Rav Huna, when did Rav Huna say that there's only three arguments? Heicha deleka plukta derabvasa ba'dayu. That's only if there were no previous chachomim that argued. But if Shammai and Hillel were just echoing a previous argument of previous chachomim, that's not a new argument attributed to Shammai and Hillel, and therefore it's not counted. And what's interesting is that this machlokes, Shammai and Hillel, is actually the very first machlokes in Torah Shebal Peh. And the chachomim, there was always the base, the Av Beis Din and the Nosi, and they were arguing already four generations before Shammai and Hillel, they were already arguing regarding this halacha of smicha on a korban on Yontav. And this, until Shammai and Hillel, that was the only machlekas. Later on, Shammai and Hillel themselves argued in another three machlekas, and afterwards with the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, that's where machlekas became very rampant. Asks the Gemara v'ho'ika, I've got another place where there's an argument between Shammai and Hillel. Haboitzer legas. If somebody is harvesting his grapes to take it into the wine press, Shammai oimer huchsher. Shammai says that from the time that he harvested it, then the wine drops that come out of the grapes and they all become wet is called mukhshar lekabel tuma. We've seen in a previous sugya that fruits can only become tomei if before they became tomei, some liquid went on them. Shammai say that this liquid that comes out of the grapes after harvesting is called hechsher and the fruits can then become tomei. Hillel say that the few drops of wine that get squeezed out of the grapes are not called a hechsher lekabel tuma. So you see that there's another machlekas, Shammai and Hillel. Why do you, Rav Huna, say there were only three? Says the Gemara, bar minei dahahi, exclude this argument. Dahosom koshosik lehillel leShammai. Immediately after they argued, Hillel agreed to Shammai that these grapes are mukhshar lekabel tuma, and since the argument did not last for very long, therefore it's not considered an argument between Shammai and Hillel. Continues the Gemara. We saw on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis Abraisa, Yoisi ben Yezer ish Tzereida, Yoisi ben Yezer, a leader in Tzereida, and Yoisi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, a leader in Yerushalayim, Gozru, they made two gezeiros, tuma al eretz amim. That Chutz La'aretz, we'll soon see the earth of Chutz La'aretz, the airspace of Chutz La'aretz is considered tuma, and also Val Klei Zchuchis. They also were geyser that glass, even though min ha-Torah, glass is not one of the kelim that are mentioned that can become tomei. The Chachomim said that midrabanon, or Yoisi ben Yechanan said that even glass vessels can become tomei. Asks the Gemara. V'harabonon d'shmoinim shana gozur. Are you suggesting that Tumas Eretz Amim and Tumas Kleis Chuchis, it was Yoisi ben Yezer ish Tzereida and Yoisi ben Yechanan ish Yerushalayim that made those gzeiros? It wasn't. It was the Chachomim of 80 years. 80 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there were the Chachomim and they made this gzeira. The Omer of Kahana, Rav Kahana said as follows, K'shechol Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi became sick, Shol Chuloi the Chachomim sent him as follows, Rebbe, Emer lonu beis v'gimel dvorim sh'omarta lonu mishum avicha. Tell us two or three things that you heard from your father, Rabbi Yosi. Sholach lohem. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi sent them as follows, Kach oma Abba, this is what my father, Rabbi Yosi, told me. Kuf Pei Shono Achele Chorav Habayis, 180 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Poshto Malchus Orisha Al Yisrael, the Roman Empire started taking control over Klal Yisrael. Shmoinim Shono Achele Chorav Habayis, 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Gozru Tum Al Eretz Amim, the Chachomim of 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, they were Gozer Tuma on Eretz Amim, Vaal Klei Zchuchis, and on glass. Arboim Shono Achele Chorav Habayis, 40 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Golsolo Sanhedrin, Vyoshvolo Bechanuyois. The Sanhedrin that used to sit in one of the chambers in the Beis Hamikdash called the Lishkas Hagozis, they left the Lishkas Hagozis to sit in a place called Chanuyois in Yerushalayim. Lemai Hilchasa. What's the ramification of the fact that the Sanhedrin moved from the Lishkas Hagozis out into Yerushalayim? Omer Bitzchok Bar Avdimi, Loimar Sheloidonu Dinei Knosos. The Sanhedrin were only allowed to judge fines, Knosos, in the Lishkas Hagozis. When they moved out, they could no longer be done on Knosos. Asks the Gemara, Dinei Knosos Ol Kedaitoch? Is there any reason to believe that in order to be able to judge Knosos, you have to be in the Lishkas Hagozis? Eloema Sheloidonu Dinei Nefoshos. It's not Dine Knossos, that you can do even outside the Lishkas Hagozis. Dine Nefoshos, deciding whether a person has to be killed or not, that could only be done in the Lishkas Hagozis. So the question of the Gemara is, how can you say that Yosi ben Yezer Ish Tzereda and Yosi ben Yechonon Ish Yerushalayim, they made these two Gezeros, they lived many, many years earlier than 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash? And the Gemara is now going to prove that. V'chi teima, are you going to suggest, b'shmoinim shana nami inhu hava, maybe Yosi ben Yezer and Yosi ben Yechonon, maybe they were part of the Chachomim who lived 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and then it's not a contradiction. Says the Gemara, that can't be. V'hotanya, Hillel Azokin, v'shimoin and his son Shimoin, Gamliel, Reb Gamliel Azokin, the son of Shimon ben Hillel Azokin, v'shimoin and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Noagu Nesioson, they were Nesiim lifnei Abayis Meir Shono. They were 100 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, they were Nesiim. Hillel was 100 years before, and those after him, they were the Nesiim after, in the last 100 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash. V'ilu Yosi ben Yezer ish Tzereidov, Yosi ben Yechonon, have a kodmi tuva. They were four generations before Hillel. If you look in the Maseches Ovos, at the beginning, you'll see that Yosi ben Yechonon and Yosi ben Yezer were four generations before Hillel. Elo, Osu inhu gozur agusha. It has to be that the Gzeira on Tumas Eretz Amim, and Tosus discusses how we deal with the problem with the zchuchis, with the glass, but the Gemara is going to focus mainly on the Tumas Eretz Amim. So Yosi ben Yechonon and Yosi ben Yezer, they were Gozur Agusha. They just said that the lumps of earth from Chutz Laaretz, because we don't know if it's a Beis HaKvaros, if there's dead people buried there, and if even a Goy that's buried there, if one touches or moves the remains of a body of a Goy, it can bring Tomei. It's a big suffix, and therefore they said lumps of earth in Chutz Laaretz are Tomei. Lisrif, which means that if a lump of earth of Chutz Laaretz touches Truma, then we assume, even though it's a suffix, we don't know on a biblical level whether it's Tomei, but the Chachomim said it's Tomei, and you can burn the Truma. Not like Sofik of Truma, where we know that you can't eat it because it might be Tommy, you cannot burn it because you're not allowed to burn Truma unless you're 100% sure that it's Tommy. So it's called Toilin. It's not eating and not burning. You just have to leave it. V'avira v'loi klum. But the two, Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Yezer, they did not make any takona on the airspace of Chutz Laaretz, only on the lumps of earth. And then the Chachomim of 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Gozur Avira Litlois. They made the Gezerah that if even just the airspace of Chutz Laaretz, of Tumas Amim, has some level of Tumah, but not as extreme as the lumps of earth. The lumps of earth cause enough Tumah that you can burn Truma, but if Truma goes into the airspace of Chutz Laaretz, it's only Tomei enough that you're not allowed to eat it, but you're also not allowed to burn it. Says the Gemara, lememra dechod gzeiras hava lisreifa. Are you suggesting that on the lumps of earth, the same time that Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Ya'ezer made it a gzeira, that they are tomei, they also said that the tomei is stringent enough that you can burn the truma, like we see inhu gozor agusha lisreif. V'ha'oma ilfa, we saw previously in the name of Ilfa, Yodayim, only the takona of Netilas Yodayim, Tchilas Gzeroson Lesreifa, from the beginning of the Gzera, they said that if you do not wash Netilas Yodayim and you touch Truma, then you have to burn the Truma. Only Yodayim, who did Tchilas Gzeroson Lesreifa, only regarding Tumas Yodayim, the initial Gzera was that you can burn Truma. Ha midi achrina, but other things, for example, the lumps of earth from Chutz Loret, loy. Over there, the gzera went in stages. First, it was only tomei that toilin, you're not allowed to eat it. And only later they made the gzera, you're even allowed to burn it. Elo says the Gemara, Osu inhu Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Ya'ezer gozor agusha litlois. They were gozer, they decreed that the lumps of earth from Chutz La'aretz have the halachas of sofik tuma litlois. You're not allowed to eat the truma if the truma touches the lumps, but you're not allowed to burn it. Va'avira, but the airspace of Chutz La'aretz v'loy klum, they didn't make any gzeira. It's toher. Va'osu rabbonon d'shmoinim shana, and the chachomim later on, four generations later, those that were there 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, gozur agusha, they added onto the gzeira of the lumps of earth, saying not only are you not allowed to eat it, lisreif, you're even allowed to burn it. Va'avira litlois, and they started the gezera of the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, that if truma goes into it, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Ve'akati b'usher gozur. You're saying that between Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Ya'ezer and the Chachomim of Shmoinim Shana before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that's when the gezera of Tumas Eretz Amim and Zchuchis and glass, that's when it was instated. But it's not true. We are going to see in the Mishnah that these gezeiras were only started in Usha, which is a few years after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ditnan we saw in the Mishnah, Al Shisha Sveikos Soirfin Es HaTruma. There are six scenarios where the scenario in and of its own right have the status of Sofik, and nonetheless, if truma touches them, not only are you not allowed to eat the truma, you're allowed to burn the truma. What are the six? Al Sofik Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a field that had a grave in it, and the field got ploughed up, and now you don't know if there are remains of bones around in the field, and you went through it, or some truma went through it, and now we don't know, did the truma become tomei from the Beis HaPras? Val Sofik Ofor Abor Me'eretz Amim, or if Truma touched the lumps of earth from Chutz La'aretz, and that's also just a Sofik because we don't know whether this particular lump of earth is Tomei or not. Val Sofik Bigde Amoretz, or if Truma touches the clothes of an Amoretz and we don't know whether his clothes are Tohir or Tomei. Val Sofik Kalim Hanim Tzoim, if Truma touches vessels, Kalim that you find, and you don't know if these Kalim are Tohir or Tomei. Val Sofik Haroikin, if Truma touches some spit, and you don't know, is it spit of a Zov, which is severely Tomei, or is it spit of a Tohir person, which is Tohir? Val Sofik Me Ragle Odom, or if you have a Sofik, if you see some urine and you don't know, is it the urine of an animal which is Tohir, or is it the urine of a person, and then it might be Tohir, but it might be Tomei. The person might be Tomei. If he's a Zov, then the urine of a Zov is severely Tomei. Shekeneged Me Ragle Behema, even if just in close proximity of these the urine that you're worrying about, that the Truma touched, there's other urine which it's clear to you that it's from an animal. So here, number one, it's close to urine, which is definitely from an animal. Number two, it could be this urine is from an animal. Number three, it could be that even if it's from a person, it's from a Tohir person. Nonetheless, it's one of these six fakers that sofin is a Truma. If Truma touches it, you can burn the Truma. Al Vaday Magon, Val sofik tum oson, if truma touched in a definite way, we know that truma touched one of these six things, even though each of these six things are only a sofik of truma, sofines is a sofik of truma, nonetheless, sofines a truma, you can burn the truma. Rabbi Yosi Omer, af al sofik magon, not only these six are a sofik, but if you have an added sofik that you're not even sure did the truma touch one of these six things, even then the halacha is as follows, that b'rishus hayochid sofin, we know that any sofik of tumah in a rishus hayochid, it's learnt out from Saita that it's l'chumra, it's tome, and therefore here too, if any of these six things are in a rishus hayochid, then the sofik, whether it touched them, we decide is l'chumra, is tuma, and since these six things, the halacha is that sofin is a truma, you burn the truma. The chachomim argue and say, b'rishus hayochid toilin. In a regular sofik, in a rishus hayochid, you can be machne, because there's only one sofik. Here it's a double sofik. You're talking about a sofik whether it touched, and number two, even if it did touch, maybe it's not even tummy. For example, lumps of tumas eret amim, or earth of a Beis HaPras. It could be it didn't touch the Beis HaPras. If it did touch the Beis HaPras, maybe there was no bones remnants here. Since it's a double sofik, you cannot burn it, and yeah, it's toilin. That's how the Rambam explains this. B'rishus HaRabim tohirim. However, if you have this double sofik in Rishus HaRabim, then it's completely tohir. V'oma Ula. What did Ula say on this Mishnah with these six things? Al shisho sveiko is sofin es hatruma. He said that elu shisho sveiko is b'usho itkinu. They were geyser, they were masakin, they instituted these halachas in Usha, which was after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And one of the things that are mentioned here is ofor abo me'eretu amim, is the lumps of earth from Chutz Laretz. So how can you say that Yosi ben Yeezer and Yosi ben Yochanan started the Gezerah, and then the Chachomim of 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash added to that Gezerah? It was Bechlal Gezerah of after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, Elo, Osu inhu gozur agusha litlois va'avir avloiklum. Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Yeezer, they made a Gezerah that the lumps of earth are tolui. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it. And the airspace of Chutz Laretz is Toir. And the Chachomim, four generations later, 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Gozur Idi V'Idi Litlais. They just added on that the airspace in Chutz Laretz has the same status as the lumps of earth in Chutz Laretz, that both of them, you're not allowed to eat the truma that goes into it or touches it, but you're not allowed to yet burn it. And after the Churban Beis Hamikdash in Usha, Gozur, they made the Gezerah Agusha Lisroif. They said that the lumps of earth, they, if truma touches it, you can burn the truma. They did not add anything to the gzeira of the airspace of Chutz Laretz. And in the same way as the Chachomim, 80 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, said that in the airspace, if truma goes into it, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it. They kept it in that. They kept that status quo. Continues the Gemara, Klei Zuchuchis. We saw that Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Yeezer, the gzeiros that they made is not only tumas eret amim, but also on klei zuchuchis. Even though in the Torah there's no mention of glass being a vessel that's able to become tomei, they said that even glass vessels, utensils, can become tomei, like with other kelim. However, not min haTorah, only midrabbanon. Says the Gemara, My tam gozubu rabbonon tuma. Why did the Chachomim find it necessary to make a gezeira that the zchuchis, that glass, unlike all the other kelim, any other kelim not mentioned in the Torah, are tohir? Why did you pick on glass and make a gezeira? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Omer Reish Lakish. And this is an important yesoid of Reish Lakish. Hoyil utchilas brioson min hachil. How do you make glass from sand? And sand is very similar to earthenware. V'shavinu rabbonon kekliheres. They compared, the Chachomim said, there's similarities between glass and earthenware. In the same way as the Torah said that earthenware kelim can become tomei, so too the Chachomim said that glass kelim can become tomei. Says the Gemara, if you based your chumra, your tumah of klei zchuchis, on the tomb of Klei Cheres, the halachas should be similar. Is that the case? Elo me'ato, if so, loy tahilo hen tahara b'mikvah. We know that all kelim, when they become tomei, there's one of two ways they can become toyer. Either if they become unusable, called if it gets broken, damaged, and you can't use it in the way it's supposed to be used, or if you tovel it in a mikvah. Kli cheres, earthenware kelim, however, can only become tohir if they get broken, shviroson zuhi taroson, but a mikvah does not metahir, does not purify an earthenware kli. So if you learn, if the Chachomim are annexing glass to earthenware, we would assume that one cannot be metahir a glass kli in a mikvah. Alomotnan, why did we learn in the Mishnah contrary to that? Ve'elu choytzutzin bekelim. We know that with the mikvah, if there's a chatzitza, if there's a separation between the vessel or person or anything that needs tvila and the water, then the tvila is invalid. So what type of sticky substance on the side of a kli will render the kli as having a separation between it and the water and the tvila will be possible? Says the Mishnah, Hazefes v'hamoyer, which are two types of very sticky substances, b'kliz chukis, when they are stuck on the surface of a glass kli, then if you tovel the glass kli, the tvila will not be valid. So you see here that if there's no chatzitza, that a glass kli can become toyer in a mikvah. Why? It should be similar to kli cheres, that mikvah does not purify it. Says the Gemara, Hocha b'mayaskinon, kigoyin shenikvu. It was a glass kli, and at some point it got broken. There were holes in it, and you could no longer use it in the normal sense. V'heitif l'toichon aver, and in order to repair the hole, somebody poured lead into the hole. Lead is a metal. Metal is one of the substances that kelim of metal can be purified in a mikvah. V'Reb Meir, and this Mishnah is following Reb Meir. The Omar who holds Hakoil Hoylich Achar Hamaimid. If you have a vessel made of one substance, and there's another type of substance which is responsible for maintaining the vessel, and without it the vessel is invalid, then it has the halachic status of the substance that's maintaining it. The Tanya, as we saw in the Braisa, Kli Zchuchis, a glass kli, Shenikvu that had a hole in it. V'hitif l'toichon eiver, and they poured lead in it. So now you've got the base of the kli is glass. But what's maintaining it? What makes it usable? The lead, which is metal. Om Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Meir Matami. Reb Meir says that it now has the status of a kli mateches, a metal kli, and it's tomei min hatoira. The Chachomim say that this type of kli is tohir min hatoira, it's only tomei midrabanon. So according to Reb Meir, you see that a glass kli that is filled, the holes are filled with metal, it has the status of a metal kli. So the Mishnah that we mentioned before, that says that on a glass kli, zefes and moir are a chatzitza, is talking about a glass kli that has the status of a metal kli. What type of kli is that? It had a hole and was fixed with metal. But if it's a purely glass kli that's no holes and is not fixed by metal, then that type of glass vessel will not be able to become tohir in a mikvah. Similar to kli cheres. Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, will carry on from here.